Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday in this beautiful weather. Today we're going to be talking about encourage yourself. Encouragement that we're going to be talking about is encouraging yourself in too many different things. Like school, job, how to better yourself, and how to push yourself to the limitation that you're looking for, and everything from aspects of life. And so we're going to be talking about this topic while, you know, always be, you know, driving on Friday, but yeah. Anyways, the encouragement I want to talk about here is I remember when I'm trying to do photography for the longest time in video and things like that back in the days. You know, when I was always a little kid, I was always, you know, picking up that camcorder, you know, recording the family trip or whatever, you know, at the house and anything, because I just love to, you know, play with cameras and take photos from, you know, going to the lake and going to landscapes and, you know, just doing my things that I love to do. And unfortunately, that I never encouraged myself to do so. And when the right time came, nobody was encouraging me to do so. Everybody was against it. People were saying that you would never make it. You would, you know, would never become somebody. Why would you even consider yourself in the photography video industry, you know, back in when I was going into college? So remember that you always have to encourage yourself, because there's always going to be this negative aspect from people. You know, it could be even your own family, because, you know, I know talking about this, I might probably get backlashes from, you know, from my family, but, you know, let's just be honest and let the truth be out there, and, you know, truth hurts and honesty brutal. So, you know, most of my family were saying, like, well, you know, you're never going to be anything with, you know, doing photography or videos. So, when I found my passion back, what I mean is, I just got back into it about a year ago, and, you know, started making videos, and, you know, just taking photography from left to right, you know, getting back to the passion I used to love when I was a kid. And people were saying, why are you doing this? Why are you taking videos and stuff like that? You know, I'm getting back to the motivation that I used to have, the love that I used to love for photography and videos, and I'm just getting back in there, and people doesn't like it, and a lot of people, you know, might not encourage you to do so. You know, my own family, yeah, let's just stick in that topic. They never want to see you succeed. They never want to see you to do something in your life. They're always going to be discourage you in everything that you do. I mean, there's family out there, they encourage their kids, their grandkids or whatsoever. They encourage them to, you know, to better themselves or whatever they're trying to be in, you know, in their own life. Which, you know, I'm not talking about all family. I'm not talking about all friends. I'm not talking about all coworkers. You know, I have a great coworkers that's, you know, they're becoming just friends. They're going to becoming like best friends. My best friend from middle school, I'm still, you know, contacting with. We still hang out together, you know, always giving me encouragement about everything and always giving me these advices. But, like, you know, the reason I'm telling you all this is to show you that, you know, your own family can be a negative energy towards your life. And unfortunately, you know, there are some family that are like that. And, you know, other people, you know, their family are much, you know, supportive and always, you know, giving encouragement to their, you know, their kids or cousins or nephews or nieces or whatsoever. And this is really good. But in my situation, they're always trying to put negative things. Because, you know, things that like, you know, now, you know, I still have my own job that, you know, I love to do. And, you know, from 9 to 5, I launched my own company about a year ago, which is the anniversary of May 20th coming up for us. So we're heading 1 year. That's been successful. You know, people say, like, well, not people. Let's talk about, you know, family was telling me, well, you're never going to be anything with the, you know, with the company because, you know, anybody can do IT. Anybody can fix computers. Anybody can do whatsoever. And let's just stop this negativity and all these comments that they're talking about and, you know, telling it towards your face. You know, when I launched my own company, you know, it started off slowly, but then, you know, I have the three major clients that are part of the 500 Fortune company. And they were telling me, well, anybody can fix computers. Anybody can, you know, launch a company, anything like that. You know, it's not easy to launch a company. But I bet you it's easy to open a liquor store. Come on, let's just, you know, be honest out here, you know. See, this is just to show you an example how negative people can be towards your life, even from your own family sides. So do not let this discourage you because, you know, if you can't find the motivation and encouragement from others, always encourage yourself. When you see that negativity always impacting, always trying to push yourself to the limit, to the limitation. Work for the better. Why are they working on doing their hates and negativity towards you? What you do is be on that other side and work harder and harder to reach whatever you want to reach. And don't ever stop because they like to see you fail. They never want to see you succeed. And this is part of who they are because they got nothing else to do but waste their breath and waste their energy on wanting to see you fail. And so, you know, surround yourself with a circle of people that, you know, loves you, people that encourage you, people that give you motivation. You know, coworkers, friends, best friends, you know, some other family members. Unfortunately, you know, my situation is, you know, with relatives, you know, other families, I don't get close to them because all the energy impacted is just closed out there for me. And I really don't want to see my daughters going, you know, that road. Because if, you know, that energy, that bad energy coming towards me, I don't want it to be, you know, surrounding me with, you know, with my daughters and it, or things like that. So I let them be their own. I don't associate with them. I don't get closer with them. You know, sometimes mom will tell me, hey, well, you know, this is bad because you're not attracted with them. Well, I told her, you know, so many times, and I told her many, many years ago, if an energy is circling me and it's bad for myself and bad for my motivation, I'm not going to be just sitting there and let it be as, you know, it's normal. It's never normal. And I always want to surround myself with motivation people, people that encourage you, people that, you know, work to better their life, to want to reach our goal, you know, because, you know, you can help each other out to point towards the aspect of life that you're looking for. So always encourage yourself because encouragement, in the end, you're always encouraging yourself because you're the one controlling the encouragement to better yourself for whatever you're setting your goal for. towards lifestyle, towards work or school, and it could be a tons of things, if you want to leave that topic towards whatever. I might get backlashes about it, like I said earlier, but I guess I thought it was just the time, and it was the right time to just lay everything out on the table and let them, see. I want to show people the truth comes out behind the doors. The current, once you open the current, then the sun just comes out towards you. You see it clearly, like I said, if you find encouragement, but someone else is trying to break the encouragement on you, it's just like the network cable, if you know what I mean, the network internet cable that you plug it in from the back of the wireless to your desktop, your laptop, whatever. Cut the sucker off, and that negativity is away, This is just how you got to do it. You can fix it back, but, unless, if you're an IT person, that's a different thing. But, once it's cut, you can, fix it. But, encourage yourself. Do not discourage yourself about anything. Don't let nobody tell you, you can never be anybody or anything like that. You set your goal for something, go for it. Because, you're still going to hear all these comments, and you're still going to hear all the talk. You're still going to hear everything from whoever it could be. It could be your own brother. It could be your own sister. It could be your own, your parents. It could be your own relatives, your family, the human being is set as to always say something. That's how they think. That's how they interact. And, we're just human beings. We always wanted to say something. We always have opinions. We always have things to say. So always encourage yourself about doing something with your life, and keep pushing yourself, it might take days. It might take months. It might take years. Who cares? When I was trying to launch my company, it took, how long it took me? It took me 3 years. It took me 3 years and how to launch it. And the second thing I did after that, it just took me probably about 10 minutes to come up with a name for my own company. See how things work out? It doesn't matter. I got a friend of mine who launched his own company. It took him about a few months. Every aspect of life works differently for different people. You just got to have the patience and to encourage yourself in doing so. If you can't find the motivation to back you up, you always got to pick up yourself and I'm going to do this. I'm not going to wait for nobody. And, So once you do that, all the love and the support from wonderful family and wonderful friends and coworkers will come filing through. You just have to encourage yourself first before looking for encouragement from anybody else. So within that, we'll see you on the next segment. Much love, God bless, and see you all in the next episode.